It's time for the post-weekend footy chat with thanks to Palmer's Glass, serving Sydney for over 50 years.
Mike Acebo goes for the corner. Oh, I don't know whether he got it down. Jordan Ruppin has come up with a match saver. That is absolutely brilliant. Ruppin will push big Mike Acebo out. I don't think he got it down.
Crichton got away from one. Tedesco's in support. He gets it to James Tedesco. And he politely just gives it back to Angus Crichton. And they score another try. Gets it away to Latrell Mitchell.
Oh, too strong.
Latrell Mitchell. There's the South Sydney 60 basket.
Now to Trbojevic. DCE goes hard. Hard running Morgan Harper. There you go. There's a hat trick.
Great ball there. Connor Tracy.
Into space. Fullback to beat. Around Meaney. Meaney chases. Pushes away from him and scores in the corner. And that wraps it up for Cronulla.
Weekend footy chat with thanks to Palmer's Glass. Palmer's Glass, you can't go past Sydney's leading glass company. Let's work backwards, Fletch. The Sharks 44 defeated the Bulldogs 24. They've got a dream run home now, the Sharkies. However, it comes with a little bit of a caveat here. Sean Johnson didn't finish the game.
No, did his hammy. Don't know how bad it was. He didn't. It was unusual. He didn't do it sprinting. He sort of was ball playing. He stopped suddenly and looked like his hammy went on him. But, yeah, the Sharks just did enough. Bulldogs tried hard. Luke Thompson, I thought, that's the best game we've seen him play in since he's come over from England. But, again, the Bulldogs just lacked a bit of class to get him home. The sin binning of Thompson, this day and age, you can't do it. You can't be playing this game with only 12 men. But the Sharks continue under Josh Hannay to surprise a lot of people.
Certainly. They're in the mix. There's five teams, essentially. 2 points separate seventh and down to about 11th. So it's game on. It is well and truly game on for those two spots, which are up for grabs. The Titans, they bounce back into calculations. The poor old Dragons. I was checking this score, 32 points to 10. The Titans defeat the Dragons, and the Dragons, Fletch, are still in the top eight.
Unbelievable. Not for long. Next week they'll go.
They've got a shocking run too.
Tough run, but the Titans, young Toby Sexton, old sexy legs, he was, for a guy playing his first game, geez, he was composed. And I was listening to the Fox League call, and they were saying that he was actually signed. The Bulldogs actually pinched him. He's a junior from the Gold Coast. Bulldogs had signed him, but in his contract they let it lapsed and the Gold Coast pinched him back.
Oh, wow.
But he was really, really good.
He was terrific. It wasn't David and Goliath. David was Goliath. Fafita was awesome.
Well, he must, because he started from the bench.
Yeah.
So they must have given him a bit of a rev up, because we know what he can do. That try he scored in the corner, no other back rower could do that.
Forgetting
maybe me in my heyday, but either me or David Fafita.
Forgetting ladder and forgetting run home.
Yeah.
If you had to send two teams into the finals at the bottom end of that top eight.
Oh, is this, are you going back to the wild cards?
Yes. Yeah, so who would you be your two teams hypothetically that could give this competition at full strength for players who could be available to them?
Okay. Can I throw in the Raiders?
Yep.
Okay.
You can throw whenever you want.
I'm going to throw the Raiders in, and I know you've got you love Newcastle. I can't have them.
I love them now. It starts now.
I know. I can't have them, Joel. I'm only throwing one in. I can't throw anyone in. I can't throw the Gold Coast in.
Yep.
I'll go Gold Coast Raiders.
Okay.
If that's who are you throwing?
No, you and I should have a little cheeky little interest.
Okay.
As to who goes further. I reckon the Knights will go further than the Titans. There you go.
Well, no, hang on. How do you know I want the Titans? Maybe I want Canberra. No, let's have a cheeky.
I'm going to say the Sharks will be there and the Knights.
I say Knights again. All right, well, I have to say Canberra then.
Mm.
I'll say Canberra.
I'm not falling into the Raiders yet. 1300 01 1170. Let us know who you're falling into. You can text us as well, 0457 736 736. We march on with the footy chat thanks to Palmer's Glass. You can't go past Sydney's leading glass company. The Penny Panthers 18 wobbled past the Broncos to the point where they had a chance in the last minute, the Broncos, to steal it. I knew, so it was 70 minutes gone, and I text you. What did I text you?
You text me and said, boys, a group text.
Yeah.
This is verbatim.
Yeah.
Boys, I'm home. $15 for the Broncos not to score one iota of a point. Guess what happened then?
Within about 30 seconds.
Oh, bully.
Yeah.
Right foot. Bang. Under the sticks. Bully more.
What do you make of the Panthers?
We were talking about this last night on the show. After Origin, and I distinctly remember doing this, Melbourne had the same.
Yep.
You finish Origin, and you're sort of saying, oh, yeah, well, I'm up for this game, but something happens to you where you're just not quite there. And the proof in the Panthers were they were under control of that game, but they missed 60-odd tackles.
Yeah.
So they just turned up. Origin is still, it's just finished, so it's very hard to come up from that high and back down. And I saw it in Melbourne against the Cowboys, and then I saw it with Panthers against the Broncos, but just a bit of Origin hangover, we like to call that, in the game.
For Palmer's Glass, one of the great scenes was seeing the team sheet and seeing Jake Granville named at fullback. That was beautiful to see.
It was Braith and Astor-like.
It was beautiful.
When Brian Smith put Braith at fullback?
Oh, it's beautiful.
Braith had a shocker. I thought Jake Granville was very good. Imagine how he's played hooker his whole life.
He was good.
And playing fullback is the most demanding position on the field.
Yeah.
He didn't look out of place.
I was reminded, when he was selected in that hour prior to kickoff, I was reminded about the fact that he was a Queensland Cup player of the year at fullback, right? About as many times as I was reminded as Billy Slater was a, once upon a time, a horse rider.
Yeah.
About as many times as Damien Cook was a beach sprinter.
Yeah,
and about
one.
As many times as Shane Neal, I think his name is, has more Instagram followers in the Olympic team than any other person. Did you?
Who's Shane Neal?
The skateboarder.
Oh, gotcha.
If it's Shane Neal. But Shane Wright, maybe.
Shane Hill,
I hope it was even Shane. But they said it. They must have said it 50 times.
Yeah, I don't know what they do. We sort of latch onto it, don't we?
We latch onto little nuggets we tend to latch onto. So the Panthers taking the Broncos. Now, just looking ahead quickly, Fletch, the Panthers taking on the Storm. If you're Ivan and your team's not fully fit with, you know, Nathan not there, are you going all in to win this game?
No, probably not, because Isaiah won't play.
Isaiah Yeo won't play.
He will have to have a rest. No Fisher Harris.
And the other thing is that you need to balance. There's kids in your squad who you may need come finals. Yeah. You've got to get them a game.
Yeah. No. Well, okay, who are you going to rest?
I don't know.
No, I'm not resting Luai because he came back.
I'll give a rest. He's critical to. So the Melbourne Storm, when they won the grand final, they kept him to only 120 metres to win that grand final last year. You need him. He's critical.
Yeah, give him a spell. Isaiah's going to have a spell. Liam Martin, you don't want to give him a spell. You just want him to wind him up.
I
love him.
He's a ripper. Absolute ripper. Jerome Luai is back, by the way. They've done enough to get home. The Seagulls at 44 defeated the West Tigers 24. Turbo DCE came back. Where are the Seagulls?
I tell you, I'm liking what I saw. Yeah. Dylan Walker is playing in the middle now. So Desi, well coached. He's got a little bit of Radley about him.
Yep.
The way Radley ball plays is because he runs so fast at the defensive line. So when you're defending, you don't know whether he's going to run, dummy, but he's got that timing. I haven't seen anyone else do it as good as Radley until I saw Dylan Walker. He's got it.
Yeah.
So they're playing him in the middle, which allows Turbo to go out the back, or allows to go to DCE, then to Turbo.
Yes.
And on the other side, they've got Schuster.
Yeah, they're Akawala.
How good's he going?
Olakau'atu, rather. Olakau'atu.
I know who you meant.
Akawala's over there with the Warrington Wolves, I think, at the moment. Rabbitohs 60.
Well, just on your question, I want them to make the top four because Al Bezzi got them at 850.
Yeah, I'm on them too. Rabbitohs 60 defeated. Well, I'm on them for. Actually, we're talking about this, Finchie and I. To win the grand final, and if your name's not Melbourne or Penrith, you've got to beat one of those teams in the first week.
Yeah.
Because you can't go prelim into the other team. So if you're a South Sydney or Manly, if you were to make the top four, if you knock off one of those teams in week one, you push them both on the same side of the draw.
That's right, yeah.
There you go. Rabbitohs 60 defeated the Warriors 22. And likely recalling Jermaine Tunnell-Brown from the Dragons, there's big news relating to the Warriors, which we're going to get to very, very shortly. That was the Weekend Footy Chat. Thanks to Palmer's Glass, home of the famous frameless shower screen. Find it at palmersglass.com.au.